Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
We thank you very much for joining us live worldwide on Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here. It's also a pleasure to have Sona Johns joining us here. She's a life coach who reminds clients, primarily women, that we have to go through the storms to discover the rainbow. Past careers include being a spokesmodel for many well-known names, such as the giant Comcast, for whom she did an exclusive national television campaign, also corporate training and workshop facilitation, executive sales, and also she's a wife and mother. About 9 years ago, she made a conscious choice to focus on her life passion, helping others discover the new, their own inner power and abilities, and to learn to live a life of happiness, positivity, and abundance. She's been an empowerment coach and speaker ever since, with much of her work accomplished on Zoom during the COVID days and as much in person as she can do nowadays. And one of her virtual experiences is a brand new show on the Voice America Live Talk Radio Network. She's also bringing her expertise and powerful self-love message to Close Up Radio today. This is how she describes the lifestyle her clients live. It's a state of high vibration and positive energy with balanced priorities, a lifestyle that is beneficial to them and everyone around them. She named her business and website Sona Life because it's a whole new way of living, one that keeps us learning and evolving on our transformational and empowerment journey. And by coming to new media, she hopes to reach a larger audience and raise awareness on a grander scale. She also hopes to really work with more women and men and even corporations who are open to heart-centered, authentic approaches. And as you guys know, I'm all about positivity, high vibration, balance, and heart-centered approaches to life. And so this is going to be a great conversation because she and I are already same wavelength, kindred spirits in many respects. So you'll get some double excitement from this episode. She's coming to us from Detroit, Michigan. Let's welcome her to the show. Sona, welcome to Close Up Radio Live. It's a pleasure to have you here today.
Hi, Jim. Thank you. I am so excited to be here today. Thank you so much.
Well, Sona, welcome. And you have really led an exciting path. And you know, we all have these inspirational moments that point us in the direction of work that we end up, hopefully if we're lucky, love doing and get to do. Tell us maybe some highlights of your life, some inspirational moments that sort of got you to where you are today.
Well, we only have 30 minutes, so
that means you have to come back.
Journey. Life's a journey, as you know, and it's been quite a journey for me. And as you mentioned earlier, I am a mom and I have two boys. My background's in training and facilitation. I worked in the corporate world and I've done a lot throughout my life as far as work. And so, you know, to sum it up, just through all of my experiences, all the challenges, all the difficulties, all the things you realize as you get older, and at some point they just, you know, really hit you. And, you know, I like to refer to the last 5 years as my Mount Everest, if you will. It's really life-changing. So, yes, I've been in the business for 9 years. I've had to reinvent myself several times, to be honest. But this last 5 years has really been life-changing for me. So I left a significant relationship. I started over or where I had left off and decided that I wanted to dig deeper and help other people because I had gone through some significant situations with, you know, professional life, personal life, and being a caretaker for many years, and just really wanted to take everything that I had learned throughout my journey and help others. Because I know there's so many other people out there that are dealing with similar issues.
Yes, right. So there is that relatability that you have, which is extraordinary, because you can, you know, you walk the walk, talk the talk, been through your own experiences in life that people can certainly connect with, and you're a life coach and a transformational coach. Tell us maybe some of the components of that work and the lifestyle you have, and of course, you've named Sauna Life.
Right. Well, this, like I mentioned, the last 4 to 5 years has been really truly transformational for me. But the real transformation started, and when I say real transformation, deep transformation, started during quarantine. And I think it's important to note that because many of us were going through a time of deep self-reflection and we really had nowhere to go and we were in lockdown. And so that was a point when I really dug deep and, you know, realized a lot of things about myself and took responsibility on some of the things that I contributed to throughout my life experiences. And that was truly transformational in itself, to be in this isolation by myself. You know, I dedicated myself to a very diligent spiritual practice, meditation, prayer, and really honed in on what's truly important to self-love. So, you know, we hear about self-love and, you know, the sauna life, as you will. And really the sauna life to me is about self-commitment. It's about making a commitment to yourself, to prioritize yourself. And what I mean by that, it's not from a, you know, an uppity way or anything like that or a selfish way. It's about just prioritizing yourself to find out who you truly are and live your authentic self and live your values and your priorities and not live for other people and live for validation. So that was a time for deep self-reflection. And, you know, I've always been a humble person my whole life, but I kind of got away from myself maybe for about 5 years or so. But then, you know, it circled back, and then that's when I went into this deep reflection, and that's when I truly realized what it takes to love yourself on a very deep level, because there is so much power in self-love. Many people don't realize the significance of it, but when we truly love ourselves, and when I say love ourselves, accept ourselves, you know, the good, the bad, the not so good, our strengths, our weaknesses, all of that, and be able to laugh at ourselves when we're not perfect, you know, get really comfortable within, that's when we're truly able to flourish in life and love others. Because if we don't show up for ourselves, it's hard for us to show up for others. So that's kind of the premise of my work, is really digging deep and self-commitment. And what I mean by self-commitment is daily practice of self-care and balance, life balance. And that's a lot of what I work on with my clients.
Which is great. We need to all practice that to keep the train on the track and just to look in the mirror and re-identify with the reflection that we see and live, you know, that authentic life to the fullest. You have a show, too, that launched on a web network. Congratulations on that. And you've done professional speaking as well, which I'm sure you also enjoy. Tell us about the show and also the professional speaking and things of that nature.
Okay. Yeah, so years ago, I was a facilitator and trainer and coach for Fortune 500 companies, mainly automotive. Being that I'm in Detroit, you know, it's a big automotive town, I did a lot of training videos, training audios. I did live facilitation, live coaching, and I loved it. And then, you know, I got married and had my children, and then I still did some work in that field, but it was a little bit more limited. And I also did a lot of speaking across the country at that time. And then I circled back so many years later, and I started doing keynotes and started to do workshops again. And I love the interactive workshops. That's really my favorite thing to do. And when I say interactive workshops, you know, working with a group of, you know, 10, 15, up to 30 people and being able to really flesh out some of the things that are weighing on them. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, dealing with difficult people, situations, professional, personal life, because they both go together. So I started doing, you know, I've done a lot of the interactive coaching. I have done the keynotes, but I would say that what I like the most is the interactive coaching. I like being able to reach more people and being able to have people learn from one another and also build this community where people think that they're, you know, they know that they're not alone because other people are experiencing similar things. I got into this heavily right before COVID, and I was just so happy and fulfilled, and I thought this is great. And then COVID hit, and I had to stop doing the interactive workshops because most of them were live. And I do some of them on Zoom, but, you know, they're a little bit better when they're live and people tend to trust one another more. But anyway,
yeah.
So yes, my background is in speaking. I did auto shows for years when I was younger. I traveled the country. I was a spokesperson for many companies. And then I worked for Comcast. I did their commercials for 2 years exclusively, which was great. I landed that job right when I went through a very difficult divorce about 14 years ago. That was life-saving, actually, because it gave me something to, you know, to start working towards. And then it led me, you know, all of my experiences of, you know, the patterns in my life and everything that came full circle led me to getting into coaching and wanting to give back to others. And so from there, I mean, my love years ago was broadcasting. I wanted to be a newscaster or a radio announcer. And I did a lot of broadcast work, but not exactly in those realms. So what happened recently is I was approached and to be a host on the Empowerment Channel for Voice America Talk Network, and I thought about it. I gave it some thought, and I thought, wow, this is so crazy that this is circling back. I mean, this is what I wanted to do when I was 20, you know? And I've always looked for a platform to reach people on a larger scale, to raise self-awareness about self-love, about inner peace, about giving and serving others and, you know, making this a better world. And I thought, what a great opportunity to have this show. So I host a show called Up Close and Empowered, and it has everything to do with empowerment. And it's all different types of stories. It's for men and women. It doesn't matter. It's stories of courage, resilience, people that had to choose themselves in dark times of their life, in difficult times of their life. And, you know, what did they do to overcome the obstacles? And where are they now? You know, providing hope and inspiration for people. A lot of it has to do with the awakening, you know, the spiritual awakening process that a lot of people are going through, just becoming more in touch with their heart, more heart-centered, less ego-centered, and really caring for the betterment of all, basically. So my show is weekly, and it is on Thursdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time and 12 Pacific, and it is on the Voice America Talk Radio Network channel. So if you go to that website, you can just type in, you know, empowerment and Up Close and Empowered, or my name, Sana Johns, and then it will come up. And you can also listen to the episodes on demand. So I'm super excited about it, if you can't already tell.
Yeah. Tell the listeners also, bottom line to all of this, having a positive mindset is essential, right? It's true that people can speak what they want into existence. It's sort of like manifesting.
Right, right. So, Jim, we're manifesting every day, all day long, and we don't realize it. And when people learn that our thoughts create our reality, it really is true, because we're consciously and unconsciously creating, and that's why it's so important to be aware of our words that we speak, our actions, our thoughts, because all of this is energy. All of this is instant manifestation, and that's why it's so important. And also, when you are in a state of positivity, and I mean, listen, we're going to have down days. We're human, and we're supposed to be human and, you know, have emotional times and down times, you know, but most of the time, if we can try to stay at a neutral or positive level, we are going to have that type of energy around us. You know, we're going to attract positive things in our life, positive people in our life, healthy relationships in our life, business opportunities. I mean, all types of things can happen when we start to be the energy that we want to attract.
That's so incredibly important, right? You have to have that mindset. And if you don't, you can help them find it, which I think is so great, because it is like a full circle situation. You help people. a lot of them are women, but you also work with men too, to really mm-hmm. find the balance and sort of set those healthier boundaries and learn that self-care that you're talking about. What are some of the tools in your toolkit for helping facilitate that for the clients?
Well, boundaries are really important, so I'm glad that you mentioned that. It's really key. So there's a few things that are top bullets here, and one of them is being self-aware, stepping into self-awareness, and that means slowing down, slow down, listen, be present, and hear and see what's going on, feel what's going on. And then also, you know, being able to set boundaries to protect your energy, your peace, and to allow yourself the self-care. And what I mean by that is a lot of times we fall into people-pleasing or overdoing or overachieving, and we're on this, you know, this wheel of life and not really stopping to be present. And the way that we become present is by setting a boundary, becoming self-aware, and saying, okay, I'm going to slow down and I'm going to take this time out of my day for me. And then also with your kids, your loved ones, your partners, whatever it may be. So it comes back to that balance again. But most people cannot find balance without setting boundaries, like priorities and boundaries. So that's really key.
Very important. You know, how do you define empowerment? What is your definition of it? And how do you apply it even in your own life?
Well, I think empowerment is about making a commitment to yourself, being true to yourself. And again, this isn't about being selfish. This is about being true to yourself. Because sometimes these words come across to people like, you know, we're being selfish or that type of thing. But it's really the opposite. It's about really filling ourselves up and being true to who we are and then being able to be empowered to empower others. Because think about it, when we feel good about ourselves and we feel empowered, we automatically empower others and inspire others because energy is contagious. And this is what really creates the world that we want. I mean, if everybody just worked on themselves, and what I mean by is just do your inner work, you know, heal the trauma, do what you can. And again, self-awareness is already starting that healing process because you're more aware and you will start to direct things in your life the way you're supposed to or you want to. And when we do that, that's when everything happens. That's when we become empowered, we empower others, and it creates this ripple effect into the world. So empowerment is taking control of your life, becoming empowered, doing the work that you need to feel yourself, the truest of your true nature, and then that energy being contagious out into the world. That to me is empowerment.
Which is really exciting. And why do you love doing this work? Why does it bring you such blessing and joy?
Because I've gone through so many difficult experiences and gotten my, you know, self out of it, navigated my way through it. And I've learned so much about ways to shift our energy and to overcome our conditioned beliefs that I really wanted to share that with other people. I felt like it was my purpose, and I really feel like it probably all happened to me because I meant to help others, you know, because life is really full of lessons. And again, this is part of that self-awareness, is that when we see that things keep showing up, it's for a reason. And it's kind of a nudge from the universe to say, hey, you know, you need to look a little bit closer at this. And I think because it was such a difficult journey for me and I know what it takes, that I love to help people, like get them on the right path so that they have the tools and the practices so that they can go on their way. And then they're on their own and they can do this and they can, you know, take care of themselves mentally, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. And that's what it's really, truly all about. And it gives me fulfillment when people, and I'm not saying that I'm doing this. I'm just the messenger. I'm giving them the tools and the practices and the processes and tips that can work, but they are doing the work. I had to do the work. I mean, I had a teacher. I've done a lot of things to help myself along this journey, but I ultimately had to do the work. but I might not have known how to do it had no one showed me.
That's amazing. Yeah, you sort of had to dig in on your own and learn, which I think is extraordinary. And you really made yourself a priority. And I think that's really important. We have to prioritize ourselves. Sometimes we don't, because we're trying to save the world and take care of everybody else's needs. So self-love and self-prioritization is essential, right?
Absolutely. It's a choice. It's a choice. I mean, it is a choice. Self-love is a choice. Prioritization is a choice. And that's really what it comes down to. And it's finding ways, even if it's a short increment out of each day, to nourish yourself, nourish your soul, what fills you up. And, you know, that's the other thing that I didn't mention that's super important is we need to remember what brings us joy. We need to remember what brings us fulfillment and do more of those things, because, again, we get caught up in doing and achieving and running around and pleasing, that we need to really bring ourselves back to our true self, and that means what brings you joy. And that could be, you know, nature for some people. It could be spending time with their kids. It could be music. I mean, music is a lot, means a lot to me. That usually helps me with my energy and really filling me up. Nature, I love nature. You know, sometimes it's meditation. Sometimes it's just reading a book and spending time alone, you know, in the sanctuary of your home or whatever it may be. So finding those nuggets of joy that really fill you up so that we don't lose touch with love in our lives.
That's right. That's so important. It's all part of the overall equation. And sometimes life gets in the way, our busy, fast-paced world that we're in. How have you found what we've experienced with the pandemic change things? People are reaching out for healing. They're looking for different ways to express themselves. A lot of people resigned from corporate world jobs, trying to do their own thing now. What are some of the things, and how did you help your clients and still help your clients through things like that, which we weren't necessarily able to control, but it's how we react to things that makes the difference?
Exactly. I mean, we can only control how we respond. We can't control anything else. And yeah, so during quarantine, that's when I did get busy with a lot of my clients that were in the business world. And they were going stir crazy, you know, because they had been working in brick and mortar buildings and you know, we're talking about people that maybe traveled for work or they had, you know, high level positions in HR or whatever it may be. And they had to find a way to balance it with kids at home and, you know, find some time for themselves. So that was really challenging. And I think overall what it did with most people is it taught them to really prioritize themselves and to balance their life the best they could and find time for themselves, because that was the only way that my clients were finding their way through this was, you know, getting up in the morning and going out for a walk or taking breaks throughout the day and going outside in the fresh air and doing some breath work or, you know, things like that to shift your energy so that they weren't going completely, you know, crazy being in their house all day. So I think it brought a lot of people a lot of realization. Some people learned to love themselves more. Some people learned that maybe the relationships that they were in weren't maybe the healthiest, and some have chosen to work on that and some have not. And I think that people reevaluated what was important in life, and it just, I think it just changed in so many ways. And obviously it has contributed to a lot of mental health issues as well. And that's why I'm such a big advocate on accountability and, you know, having a coach, having a therapist, having community, whatever support system that you can tap into is crucial. We cannot do this work alone. When you're going through these difficult times, whether it's quarantine, isolation, breakups, life-changing events, it doesn't matter. We have to have a support system.
That's right. It's essential. And, you know, you can show people how they can actually do that, how they can find that. Tell us about some of the resources and what is a sort of like first conversation session that you have with your clients as a life coach. What is that initially like? I'm sure building trust between the client and you and the client you know, vice versa, is essential to the equation, because they probably share things with you that they don't even share with their closest loved ones and friends.
Right, and more of that comes out as you work with them. You know, they'll share more, but initially it's really about finding out what the biggest challenges that they're dealing with right now, what's the biggest obstacle. A lot of times it's themselves, it's their belief system. It could be also, you know, in an unhealthy situation, whether it's work-related or in a relationship or, you know, that type of thing. And a lot of times it's the people-pleasing, you know, and men do this too. It's not just women. I mean, people are always going and trying to do everything and please everybody at the sacrifice of their own well-being. And that's what we usually recognize early on. And in most cases, I would say 9 times out of 10, anyone I work with has struggled with setting boundaries. And I'm talking big, you know, people that have owned companies and even moms or whatever it may be, they all struggle with boundaries.
It's really important, yeah, to make sure that you can work through that because, again, it's not easy, and a lot of times life can certainly get in the way. Sometimes it's hard to find balance, right? But it is essential to find that balance and live it mind, body, and spirit.
Right. And, you know, it's custom for everybody. Everybody has to find what works for them. I mean, I wouldn't say that there's perfect life balance. Nothing is perfect. And if we get caught up in perfection, then we're always going to be frustrated and unhappy. And we have to learn to be accepting of what is and try to refine along the way. And I believe that everybody can you know, develop and create their own balance within their life. But I do think that essential to our well-being and self-love is some type of practice every day for yourself, you know, a daily practice of meditation, yoga, walk, just clearing your head, because the distractions that we are faced with today allow us to get so caught up in them that we are unable to really get clarity of what we want, what we want to achieve in our day, what our intentions are, because we're just being pulled in so many directions. So stillness is really the key, getting quiet, getting still, and just spending time with yourself. And I usually start my clients out that don't usually meditate maybe 10 minutes a day, and that's minimal. And even 10 minutes a day for a few weeks could be life-changing. And when I say life-changing, like, you will notice a difference in how you respond to things in your nervous system. But just think, if you were to do it a little bit more, like let's say a 30-minute practice, or incorporate it into your week, maybe, you know, 4 out of 7 days, you will see such a big difference in your nervous system and how you respond to situations, because we're living in a reactive world and we really need to become so present within ourselves and so solid, which definitely adds to our confidence and being self-assured, that when we respond instead of react, we just feel on top of the world, and people also will listen, and we build relationships that way. But to get there, we have to be disciplined to take time out for ourselves to gain that clarity.
That's important on so many levels, yeah. Really exciting to have this conversation. I want to let folks know that they can go to learn more about your coaching and other resources to the website sonalife.com. That's SONNALIFE.com. Speaking to, again, loving and inspiring coach and speaker, Sana Johns, coming to us from Detroit, Michigan. Great to have you with us, Sana. Thank you very much for your authenticity and sharing all of this with our audience. I think we need this now more than ever. It's a message to be heard and to be lived. And I hope you enjoyed the time with me as much as I have with you. It went by in a New York minute.
I did. Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate the time with you.
You are very welcome, and continued joy in all that you do. And hopefully we'll get a chance to chat some more down the line, and I would look forward to that. You keep doing what you're doing. You're making a big positive difference in the world. We appreciate you being here, and we appreciate our listeners as well. This is Jim Masters thanking you for your time this time till next time, and inviting you to stay right there. I'll be back in less than 30 minutes with another extraordinary guest. from around the world right here on Close Up Radio. Till then, for all of us, have a great day. Thanks for listening, and bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.